1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's been a long time. We've really missed you.
It's been a good minute.
It's 2 months?
I think it's been 3 actually.
3 months?
Yeah, it's been a little hiatus.
That's crazy. But I'm glad to be back.
Yeah.
Glad to have you. We're in a new place.
Yep.
We're in my spare bedroom.
Spare bedroom.
Oh, I say spare bedroom. It's an office.
Well, now it is.
Just because I have a desk in there now.
It's pretty nice, actually.
Thanks, man.
So told me. Except for I got this little
look, man. Chair. We're still working on it. All right,
it's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress. Whip, if you will.
Yeah,
WIP. Okay, Harold, what are you drinking today?
I got a good old Miller High.
Oh wait, I forgot. It's time for Beer 30.
It's Beer 30, a honky tonk time.
Harold, what are you drinking today?
I'm drinking a good old Miller High Life, boy.
I'm doing the same. I figured if we're going to bring it back, let's bring it back right.
Mm-hmm. That gave me a little swig of that.
Yeah, it's so good.
It really is.
I don't know if it's just I haven't had a drink in a couple days.
Dude, honestly, since we kind of took that hiatus, I really didn't drink that much that whole time. And
buddy.
We went out drinking the other night, and I only had like 4 beers or 5 beers, and I was feeling pretty good. And I was like, that's crazy, because it usually takes a lot more than that.
Well, before I get into these question cards and information cards like we discovered that work for us, I'll tell you about my Tuesday night, the day before my birthday. I just had a birthday.
Yeah, happy late birthday,
happy
brother.
Happy late birthday to Mac. I am 30 years old. Dirty 30. Hit it hard. But I came home from work at like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, started watching a scary movie.
Oh yeah.
Which we'll get into later. Opened up a Miller Lite, opened up another, and then another.
And then another.
And then I got to my ninth Miller Lite.
God.
And I was trashed. And I went and reached for another Miller Lite, and there was none left.
But you only drank 9.
I drank 9. Well, I had a couple the day before.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll drink one now. So I wasn't done. Mm. I felt like I wanted more, but there was a bottle of wine in my fridge mom made, homemade persimmon wine from Van Cleve Blueberry Heaven. Not a sponsor.
Should be.
Should be. Could be. Might be. I drank a whole bottle of wine plus the 9 beers. And when I say I was trashed, I fell in my house. Through my phone. I walked out of the bathroom, tripped over that cord over there, my vacuum cleaner cord, landed flat on my back, and I did not move for like another 10 minutes.
Hey, I've been there before, but I wasn't drunk.
If I would have fell and died right there, nobody would have fucking known. I was by myself. Don't drink by yourself, people.
Yeah, it's sad. It can be pretty bad.
I just got out of control.
One time I got pretty, I was drinking a good little bit, and I was at my house all by myself, and I think I was cooking something, so I was in the oven, and the alarm went off, and I just got really excited. I was hungry. So I didn't sprint, but I was like walking fast, and I went to go step up those little stairs from my sunroom to my kitchen, and I don't know why my foot got caught, and I landed straight on my knees, and I just was like and just like laid there for 10 minutes. So I know how that is, man. I think it's just because we're getting old and we can't
I'm not old. I'm so old. all right, Harold, let me ask you a few beer questions. I don't think I'm going to do one from each pack. I might do one or two from this beer 101.
All right.
Okay. At a company called Ad Age, this is beer 101. I just said that. A company called Ad Age rated which beer slogan in the top 10 of all advertising campaigns? Is it A, this Bud's for you? B, great taste, less filling? C, hey Mabel, black label? I was going to say you saw the answer.
No.
Or D, from the land of sky blue waters?
Definitely, what was it, better taste, more filling?
Or less great filling? Taste, less filling?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay.
For sure.
So, yeah, that is correct. That's obviously a Miller Lite campaign.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Which is one of the reasons why I read this. What year was that?
I mean, they're not wrong.
1974, number 8, This Bud's for You, was
they
number 27.
Wrong at all.
No, it's great taste, less filling. And that's why it's better than Michelob Ultra.
I'll say it had some Yinglings. Michelob
Ultra is got hardly any calories, but it also just tastes like water.
I'm not a fan. Last night I actually had some Yinglings, and they're from our good friend Curtis, but they had good taste, but they were very filling. So after like two or three of them, I was like, oh God, I can't drink anymore.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a lighter High Life.
Yeah,
that good old Miller products.
Oh yeah.
All right, next question. Beverage can tab, the pool tabs, were invented in what year? 1942, 1952, 1962, or 1972?
1952.
52?
Yeah.
I don't think you're right. It was 1962.
Damn, really?
I did not know the answer to that one. I thought it was 72. There's not a whole lot of in here. It was, it was... redone, and like, you know, it was like you pulled the whole the whole top of the can off in 1962.
I didn't know that.
But in 1975 is when they just did the one that like you see on cans nowadays.
I really thought it was like earlier on, but I guess the reason why was just because I don't know. I just kind of feel like I remember seeing like shows where they would drink the beers with the pull tops like that, but I don't know.
Yeah. You got to watch better shows, man, with more accurate depictions of time. Time is a construct invented by man, and so is beer. Here's a beerology question. What's the definition of a craft brewer in the USA?
The definition of
is it a brewer that specializes in unconventional flavored beers, the person who is in charge of a brewery, a small independent traditional brewer, or any brewer who produces fewer than 100 barrels annually? The definition of a craft brewer.
I'm going to go with the last one. Even though I feel like the first one's the right one, but I'm going to go with the last one because it's different.
Yeah, less than 100 barrels annually?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that right. One.
Craft brewer. Nope, we're both wrong.
Which one was it?
It's C. It's a small, independent, and traditional brewer.
Oh, wow. I would have never guessed that one.
I would not either. I thought it was A. I thought it was the specializes in unconventionally flavored beers.
I mean, I guess it makes sense because people.
I feel like
say
all of these are right. Like, I feel like they're all.
But it's not the technical definition. Yeah.
Well.
Oh well.
All right.
Didn't get it.
Well, that's enough of Beer 30. I say we move on. What's up?
Beer 30.
We already did that. We don't have to do it again. Let's talk about why we left a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. I'll start it off.
Go ahead.
So basically the reason why we kind of quit doing the podcast was mainly because I honestly thought I was going to go with a career path leaning towards more like teaching type stuff. I don't know. I was at work one day and I was like, you know, I'm actually really good. I'm really good with like teaching people stuff. Like at work, I work as a lab tech. So like I have to show people how to do certain tests and stuff all the time. So I'm usually like people always tell me I've been a good teacher like all my life.
I think you'd be a good teacher.
Yeah. And I think
people say the same shit to me, but it's mostly teachers that just want more teachers.
Exactly. no, but I don't know. I've always thought about it and I want to be like a positive, like role model for like kids and stuff to like try to help them get into like science. Cause I know there's a lot of kids that don't like science. And I mean, I was
one of those kids.
Yeah. I've always loved science. Yeah. You don't believe in germs. I still hate you for it. I hate you for it every
germs
day.
Germs aren't real. Your degree is pointless and
Shut
your job
up.
Is useless.
I will kill you now.
I'm a game tech.
Anyways. So I don't know. I just started talking to one of my coworkers about it and she was actually wanting to do it as well. And she's actually in the process of it now. So like she was like showing me all this stuff of like how easy it is to get like a teaching license if you have a bachelor's degree in Mississippi.
Right.
So I was like, oh man, like I could actually do that. Like it's not super hard. I mean, it kind of is, but not really. It costs money, which is the worst part about it when you don't have a lot of money like us.
Yeah, so. I don't have any money. If I had money, I would be a professional wrestler for Diamond Championship Wrestling right now.
Me too, yeah. Me too. We'd be tag team champions right now.
Yeah, the Mac Label Society.
But yeah, so I don't know. I kind of slept on it some, and she like started the process of it, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, dude, if I do like a teaching position, I can't do the podcast anymore because then I'll have like kids somehow find out. Cause you know, like kids in classes, they like search their teachers on the internet. They try to add you on Facebook and stuff. Like I know like people, whenever we were in high school,
some principal was going to be like, you're online and you're drinking and cussing. And
yeah. And then like,
and your friend says weird stuff. Talking about me just never making sense.
But yeah, like we would have, like one day I'll be like up in class teaching, and then one of my students will like raise his hand or something, or his or her hand, and all of a sudden they'll just be like,
"Yeah, gotta be PC." You
know? They'll just be like, "Hey, Mr. Harold, I was on Spotify the other day, and I found this podcast, and I heard you say the F word because we don't cuss on here anymore."
Well, not as much. Yeah. We're gonna cut back.
I heard you say the F word. I would normally say the actual word, but she'd say that, and she would actually say the F word, and then I would be up in front of class, and I'd be dumbfounded.
What grade were you going to teach? Like little kids?
No.
Like middle school?
I could not do that.
Middle school or high school, probably?
I like kids if I can play with them, but after they start getting like rowdy and stuff, or like if they start crying, I'm like, all right, someone else take them.
I love being a camp counselor at the YMCA.
And did you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you just got to play with kids all day.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
And then when I was a director at In the Zone, that was a lot of fun too, except for I had a lot more responsibility there.
Yeah.
My biggest problem was the people that worked for me.
Yeah.
The teenagers.
So In the Zone is kind of like YMCA, right? Or kind of similar?
Yeah, but they have a daycare and an after school and a summer camp. So.
Okay.
But I also ran the skating rink, and that was a lot of fun.
Just clarifying for the listeners.
Gotcha. Yeah, YMCA was just after school and summer camp.
Yeah.
For what I know. I think they had a daycare, but I didn't know. I wasn't part of that.
Yeah, so basically I just I couldn't do younger kids. I know I can't. I can, if it's my own kid, I'm pretty sure I could deal with it, but if it's like someone else's kid, I get aggravated after a while.
Also, just to clarify, Harold doesn't have any kids.
Yeah.
That he knows of.
That I know of, yeah. Well, I hope I don't have any kids.
Somebody asked me yesterday if I'd ever been engaged or had any kids, and I was like, no.
I think we have a visitor.
Do we?
Oh.
Hello.
Hello. Hola. Oh.
Hey, gift for all the listeners. We have Scott Cavanaugh in the house.
And he has his AirPods in. Oh, shit.
Just
he's flexing on all of us.
Yeah, he's handing me money and walking Rocket with AirPods. y'all didn't hear that, but he said he will not talk in the mic or give us any content for free. So go to our Patreon and give us some money so we can get Scott Cavanaugh on the show.
I mean, he just gave you money, so just give thanks, that money bud. Back to him.
All right.
Hey, man.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
I'll see you when I see you.
It's all right, brother. Man.
Bye.
See ya.
Tune in next week for more.
Sports talk with Scott. We probably do that. Call him in.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, where were we at? We're talking about
kids, pretty kids. Much. So, yeah, I was going to teach high schoolers because I feel like I could deal with them. They're more competent, but at the same time, they do more stupid shit. I said the S word, even though we said we weren't going to say the S word.
It's fine.
I feel bad.
It's fine. One time's not going to hurt you.
So, basically, I just feel, I don't know. I've heard a lot of like horror stories from high school teachers because I have a lot of friends that are high school teachers now. And I've also heard like good things about high schoolers and middle schoolers kind of. So I don't know. I just would want to do high school and then move on to do junior college. Like that was always my idea because there's a junior That's college fine. In Goshen where I live at. And it's actually really nice.
Harvard on the highway.
Harvard on the highway. Yep.
MGCCCJCC.
Yep. Anyways,
Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College, Jackson County campus.
Yeah, it's honestly too much. And like they always say, like, oh, don't abbreviate anything on your resumes and stuff. So I have to type all that out on my resumes every single time. Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College, Jackson County campus. It's not that bad.
I just say Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College.
Yeah, I guess
they'll figure it out. When I put Goshen.
Figure it out.
Oh, that came out. The new season came out on the 4th.
I thought it came out on the 10th.
Oh. Unless they That's changed it.
Letterkenny for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Letterkenny.
Anyways, so that was the whole tangent.
You. Letterkenny. All right, go ahead.
But yeah, for like that whole tangent was all because that's the reason why I kind of like told everybody I didn't want to do the podcast anymore.
Right.
It was because mainly because of that. I mean, there's other little few things. I was getting burned out and whatnot, but
same, man. And it kind of worked out for the best that we took because my schedule at work
got crazy.
I was working.
I didn't see Mac for 2 months.
I was working nights. I usually had like Thursdays off, but I was working Thursday nights. I had weekends off, but then everybody else had plans because they were used to hanging out with us on weekdays.
Yeah, it was weird.
So even our days off, we just couldn't see each other. But and I was sad. And now now we're back at it.
Yep.
We're going to do it on a different day, and we should be doing it once a week.
Yep.
I have camp meeting next week, but it'll be over.
Yeah, I was about to say, speaking about that, actually, next week I'm going to Tampa, too. So next weekend I'm going to Tampa.
Okay, so we'll just have this one, and we'll take another week off, and then probably never do this again.
Yep. Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
All right. We had a great run, guys. See you later. let's wrap this up. No, so that's a little, you know, schedules, teaching, is basically why
we did. A little burned out, a little bit.
Yeah.
So. I don't know, but like I guess that time off from it like made me realize that I missed doing it a lot. Like I was just randomly sitting at the house and I was like, man, I kind of miss doing the podcast. And then I texted you, and then like literally the second I texted you, you're like, dude, I was going to tell you the same thing.
I literally talked about it that night before
with
Carrie and Curtis, and they were like, why don't y'all do that anymore? And I was like, well, Harold had, you know, he was doing a lot of the work, and then he wanted to do teaching, and I guess he got burned out, and I was like, well, I miss it, but if I don't want to do six-pack sessions without him. And then I was like, I'm going to start my own podcast. So I went and got my stuff and put it in the room here, and then Harold texted me the next day and was like, hey, let's do the podcast again. I was like, all right, cool.
And here we are.
Yep.
Back at it.
Here we are. But yeah, we're in a new phase, just like Harold's in a new phase of his life. And
yeah, I am.
I alluded to it before. We go through stuff. You know, in your life when you're younger, that tends to follow you around. And Harold has just turned the page.
I used to be so vain.
He was so vain, and now he's still vain, but not as vain.
And by vain, I mean I had a vanity
license plate. Oh, that's funny. I did. Yeah, you're right.
So yeah, I went and. Was it to the tax collector?
Or yeah, it is. Tag and, place. Is what my mom calls it.
Tag place. That's all I do.
Go to the tag place.
That's all I do there is the tag stuff. But it's always so busy. Like, how many people really have to go pay? I'm going off on a different story. I was about to.
Just roll rants.
I almost did for a second. No, we're not going to go into that. But no, I went to the tax collectors to get my new sticker or whatever. And I walked in and I handed it to the lady, and I was expecting to have to pay like $80 because that's how much it is for a freaking vanity license plate on my old ass car.
How much?
$80 for a vanity license plate.
That's
too much. Normal people have to pay like $30 on their older vehicles, you know? So,
right.
I'll go up and I was like, hey, I need to pay for this. And the lady was like, do you want to keep your vanity license plate or do you want to get like a new one or whatever? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, well, if we do the vanity one, you'll have to send it to you, and it'll take like 3 to 4 days, whatever. And I was like, wait, so I can just get like a regular one? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, well, so I'll get it today. And she was like, yeah. So I was like, okay, cool, I'll do that. And so I only had to pay $30, and I have a regular old license plate now.
So, and what did the old one say?
RLDGLD.
So it says what?
Rolled gold.
All right, so you're good at reading these?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, well, I might have a quiz here for you.
Well, let me finish the story first.
Oh, go for you.
So I...
go for you. Go for
go
it.
Go for you.
Go for you.
Go for you. So I went around telling... people have always made fun of me for, like... Not, like, made fun of me, but, like, they would mess with me for it. You know, they'd be like, oh, roll gold.
Roll gold.
Like, oh, I know that's you because it's
I may or may
gold.
Not have been one of those people.
There's plenty of people, trust me. There's plenty of people. But, like, I have a very recognizable car. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of my car around, so I guess it's not recognizable, I guess. It's the other way around. But anyways, that's how people would know it's me is the license plate. So basically, I told a few people that I got this new license plate. I was like, oh, it's an end of an era. And then everyone was like, oh, I can't believe you got a new license plate, dude. Why'd you get rid of the road gold? And I was like, you made fun of me for like 5 years. Are you kidding me?
Since high school, you've made fun of me.
Seriously, though, that's a true story. And I just... it did not make any sense. People were just like, oh, why did you get that one? And I don't know. It made me laugh a little bit. And I was just like, okay, but that's fine. It's falling apart. I didn't put the thing on it like you told me.
I told you.
I'm going to make it work. Anyways, so yeah, that's what happened. So now I have a regular old license plate like everybody else.
Proud of you, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
But
I had to grow up a little bit.
Yeah, you did. You're very childish.
So anyways.
Childish. But yeah, I have this quiz here. I was going to give you, there's 20 of them. I'm going to give you a few of them, see if you can get them.
All right.
Do you gonna put write it down on your phone?
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna just give give you each one and see if you can read it. And if you need a hint, I got hints here for you as well.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So first one is
hold up. Let me get my okay.
Go okay. For it. First one is H I O F C R.
What in the world? H I O F C R.
Yeah. I don't think all of these would fit. Yeah, they would. All okay. these would fit on license plate.
I'm going to need a hint on this one.
That's okay, the hint says license and registration.
Dude,
this is the easy one.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to get all of these wrong. I don't know, man. You have to. I don't have a clue.
Before we go into that, Scott just texted me and said your across the street neighbor just flagged me down and got me to help them move a recliner.
Oh, man.
Dude couldn't use his hand, so I had to do it by myself.
Nice.
I'm not texting him back. That's what it gets for not coming on the podcast. If you don't know it, H-I-O-F-C-R.
High officer. High officer.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to try to pronounce it to make it work, okay? That was the easy
one. That's pretty good, actually. I like that. Like, yeah. He's in an officer's, like, spelling it out. Like, oh, he's saying
hi. Hi, officer.
Okay.
Okay, next one is E, P, H, space, U.
F, U. Yeah. Come on, dude. That's the easiest
F. one. Okay. Yeah, that was easy. I just saw that one.
The word we don't say anymore.
The word we don't say. Okay. Here's another one. G O space L L.
G O space L L. Go lol.
It's literal.
Literal?
I mean, like, you're not supposed to read it. It's supposed to be like it's an art form, I guess. Or this isn't an art form, but the way they did it is art.
Oh, so it's like something on the actual license plate.
Kinda. Not on. No, that was a bad description. I'll give you the hint. It was not you though.
Not you though. I don't know.
Okay, it's go. Mm-hmm. And how many L's are there?
Two. Oh.
Go to L.
Nice.
Go to hell. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I shouldn't say that anyway. Okay. All right. Here's the next one.
No one's dumb.
Yeah.
No one would ever get that.
I know. Except for me.
I feel like you didn't get that.
I definitely got that.
Okay.
I'm smart. It's the number one.
Okay.
Space. The number four. S-T. Space. One. The number one.
One forced one.
Okay. Do you know what that is?
One forced one. What? No.
Say it slower.
One forced one. I still don't get it.
It's run forced run.
I would have never got that ever.
That's funny. That's funny hilarious.
How she says it in the movie.
I mean, does the fuck you, Harry. Sorry, I said the F word, but I really was mad. All right, here's an easy one. M, zero, R, C, W, B, L. Sound it out.
Zero or syllable.
No, think the zero is not a zero. Zeros.
More swibble.
No, it's two words.
More swibble.
More is right.
More swibble.
The C quibble. Makes the cake sound.
Quibble?
No, it's more cowbell. Hell state.
Hell state, I guess.
All right, let's do.
Oh, man.
Let's do two more and okay. We'll be done. All right. 370. H55A.
Is that the band 303?
No, but that'd be great.
370-55A.
It's 55V. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That was my fault. I kind of almost
55V.
Yeah. Now here's your hint. Take your phone and turn it upside down.
Oh God. Yes.
It says a-hole. That's a whole calculator joke.
That's awesome.
Joke.
I love that, dude.
All right, and here's the last one. It's O S I dash I I T.
O S I dash I I T.
O S I dash I I T.
I know what it says, but I can't say it.
It's O and oh, S crap. Word.
O fart.
The I dash I makes an H.
Yeah.
That's so it spells O S H I T.
That was pretty good.
That's clever.
That's very good.
That's all I got. Like there's a couple more, but they're like Darth Vader, and I'm like that's not funny.
That's not funny.
The hint is, imagine the driver wearing this costume while driving. That's funny. That's not a hint for Darth Vader.
That's also not funny.
Right. Yeah. And then the first one up here is VNTYPL8. It's vanity plate. It's
I had one of those.
That's not funny either.
R.I.P.
No, R.I.P. All right. You going to get situated over there?
No.
I mean, we could take a break and get another beer and come back in here while you fix that.
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right. We're going to take a break.
All right.
All right, bye.
Be back.
All right, and we're back. We're going to just move on. We talked about the license plate. We talked about why we left. But now we're going to talk about something we're doing in the future here. For the next month, I'm watching one scary movie a day.
Have you watched yours today yet?
Not today. I'm going to watch it tonight. I like to watch it when it's dark outside.
You're scary.
I've really been messing myself up on my sleep because I love scary movies, but mine doesn't work right. So,
yeah.
So let's get into it. We're going to call this segment. Let me open up my, we're going to call this segment Max Horror Film Reviews.
God.
It's way scarier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I love it. All right, so as of right now, I started on the first, so I've watched 5 movies, not counting today.
Mm-hmm.
I put them on my Instagram, too, if you want to go look, and I rate them out of 10.
Okay, should have did 11. Why? Just kidding. Never mind.
Well, I was going to do 13 because it's a spooky number. Yeah.
I got my months mixed up for a minute.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so the first movie I watched was called Truth or Dare. And it's not the one with Lucy Hale that came to theaters. Mm-hmm. This one's on Netflix.
So it's pretty bad.
When I say this movie was awful, I mean it was awful. I gave it a 3 out of 10 just because I don't... I said, not a good plot, not scary, very little gore. The ending was trash. Only upside was that it had a good idea, and that's it. Like, that was it.
There's
nobody in it that, like, you... There's people that you recognize, but they're all, like, look like YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
The acting was terrible. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
And when there was supposed to be gore... Like, there's a scene where the guy puts his hand on the oven or on the stovetop.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that would have, like, melted half your hand off. But when he took it off, it was just like it looked like he was wearing a rubber glove.
Aww.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
It was like a B-movie, pretty much.
Yeah, and in one...
Not the B-movie, but a B-movie.
That's funny you say that, because Luke Brady commented on this Facebook or this Instagram post and said, do B-movie next, thank you. And I said, no, that movie's too scary.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. But
what are the chances of that?
Slim to none, and Slim's in the truck, ready to go. So none.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. There was another scene in the movie where they had to, like, hit this baseball player in the knee with a baseball bat, like, crush his knee. That was his dare, or he would die, or whatever. That's the whole premise of the movie. Like, a ghost makes you do dares.
Wow.
Because they played Truth or Dare in a haunted house.
Yeah.
It was fucking dumb.
Huh.
I mean, it was freaking dumb.
Yeah, it's definitely like a good idea. Like, it could have been good. But
I heard good things about the one that came out in theaters.
I heard about it. I don't remember.
It's got Lucy Hale in it. The only reason I know that is because when I said I watched Truth or Dare, everybody's like, is that the one with Lucy Hale? And I was like, no, I watched the Netflix original.
That was a Netflix original?
I don't know if it was a Netflix original. But
why did we both mess up on Netflix? We couldn't
I don't
say
know.
Netflix.
But it's on Netflix, and I couldn't find it anywhere else.
Yeah.
But they had to hit him in the knee, and they didn't even like show it breaking. They just, it was like out of frame.
He just said, ow.
Yeah, well, he screamed and he was like, don't hit me in the knee. There's scouts coming next week. They're coming to watch me pitch. God, and I was like,
classic.
I wanted to turn it off. But I was like, no, I have to do this for the people.
I feel like you can pitch without a knee. You'll be okay.
It was his plant leg.
Oh, RIP.
I don't know what that means. I'm not a baseball player. All right, so let's move on. The next movie, movie number two, was Hush. Have you heard of this one?
Mm-mm.
I gave this one a
six. Oh, yeah, I have heard of that one.
Yeah, six out of ten. This was good.
I actually liked it.
I wrote it's a solid movie, not a horror film.
No, not at all.
Definitely a thriller, suspenseful, and some great scary moments. Mm-hmm. The ending was great. It was really different and tied it all back together. I would recommend it. This movie was filmed in Fairhope, Alabama, from what I understand.
I didn't know that, but I could kind of see it, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just in the woods.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's out in the woods in a house.
Yeah.
It was really cool, though. I did like
it. You did watch it?
Yeah.
It's good. I'll tell you this. She's deaf and mute from having bacterial meningitis. Mm. She's been like that since 13. That's what the back of her book says. She's an author, a writer, and a guy comes to her house and like tortures her, and she can't hear where he is, and she's got to do all this other stuff to like.
And he finds out that she can't hear early on. So
early,
he messes with her the whole entire time. Yeah, it's definitely a thriller.
Great movie. The only reason I didn't give this higher than a six, I wanted to give it higher, but I got movies on my list that I know are going to be really high rated, and I might go back and re-rate all of these after I get done, because I'm going to watch like all the Conjuring movies and stuff like that. Those are so scary.
I love
those. Some of my favorite movies. Yep. Annabelle. Mm-hmm. I got to watch Jigsaw because I haven't seen Jigsaw.
I haven't seen that one either, but I also heard
it was really good. I heard good things, but everybody that I heard it from is like me and likes all the Saw movies.
I like the Saw movies too, but I mean, I haven't watched it. I don't know. It could be good. It could be bad. Who knows? You have to watch it, I guess.
Gotcha. Well, we'll see what happens. The next movie I watched was called Would You Rather, and I only watched it because...
We used to do Would You Rather.
Would You Rather. It's got Brittany Snow in it.
Have no clue who that is.
That's the girl... Have you ever seen... what's the movie with Vin Diesel where he's a nanny? You know what I'm talking about? The Pacifier.
Pacifier, okay.
It's the daughter in that. Okay. She's in a bunch of other stuff. Oh, she was in like the singing movie that just came out. Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect.
She's the one that did the deep voice at the end because her voice got messed up.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's super good looking, first of all. She was in it. The dad from Home Alone was in it.
Okay.
And then one of the guys from Trailer Park Boys was in it. But as in a serious role. Okay. He was kind of like
Was it good? Like, was he good in the serious role?
I mean, his character wasn't super serious, but he wasn't, like, trying to be funny.
Okay.
It was like his character was, like, a dumbass, so it worked.
Not surprised, yeah.
Right. So I watched this because it's got Brittany Snow in it, and it's Would You Rather, and I think it went with my theme at the time, which was I've watched Truth or Dare. This is another game you play. So I was like, I'll watch it now. Why not? I gave it a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
Not real good. Said this movie was not bad at all. Man, I don't remember writing this. This movie was not bad at all. Low rating because some of the storylines seemed to be left out. Oh, yeah. It was just super fast. Like, it all just happened at one time. Mm-hmm. There's no backstory at all.
Gotcha.
I mean, you know why she's in this situation.
So and is it like a ghost people? Again that's
no,
doing it?
No, not a ghost. This is a gore movie without hardly any gore.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I guess they were trying to make it for, like, movie theaters, but they wanted it to still be gory.
It didn't
go to
movie theaters, though. It was on Netflix and, like, Sci-Fi. I watched it on Sci-Fi
R.I.P.
one time. I said the overacting was big in this movie, but it worked well with the plot in some points because the main character, Brittany Snow's character, wasn't the overactor, but the bad guy was just, like, over the top.
Okay.
So, I would have added like 30 more minutes on it, a few more gory scenarios, very light on the gore for what the movie was overall. Eh.
They probably just had like a lower budget. That's probably what
it was. Exactly, because it was filmed in like one room in one house.
And they spent all their money on Brittany Snow.
Yeah, and the dad from Home Alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's how they probably made their money off that movie, was because they had big names in it.
Yeah. Like one of the Would You Rathers was... would you rather, like, put your head underwater for 2 minutes or cut your eye with a razor blade?
What the? That's easy. You just put your head underwater for 2 minutes.
You hold your breath for 2 minutes?
No, but I'd rather pass out and almost die than cut my eye.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I probably would too. But it was in a weird part of it where they had to look in an envelope and they didn't know it was an envelope. He picked an envelope. It was he had to cut himself with a razor.
Oh, R.I.P. Oh, yeah, because that's on the cover of the movie. Like the eye thing. That's what you sent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Which is funny because it was a dude doing it and this is her eye.
Yeah. That is pretty weird.
It's false advertisement.
Right.
All right. Movie number four, The Invitation. You ever heard of this?
I think I've seen it.
You've seen it?
I think so.
Oh, dude. I friggin' love this movie. Everybody else I talked to hated it. But I'm weird, I guess.
I don't know. You have to explain it, and I'll let you know.
It's a dude and his girlfriend going back to meet his ex-wife and her new husband. Like, they're all having, like, a dinner party because they haven't seen her in 2 years or something because she went to Mexico. And it's an invitation. They're trying to invite them to this life they're living now, which is no spoilers. Or should I do spoilers? Does it matter?
I don't think it matters.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a cult movie. So they're trying to invite them to this cult.
Yeah, I kind of got that. Yeah.
He's not having any of it. He's like, everybody else is kind of like listening and trying to figure out what's going on, all their friends. And he is just like out of it. And you find out like why he's in the whole movie. He's just like straight faced and mad and like really lethargic, like not making hardly any expressions and just didn't want to be there type deal. Throughout, they have flashbacks, which were really good. The camera angles were good. The lighting was good because you could tell, like, in the scene, like, his face was lit up by a red light when he was mad. But it was, like, background stuff. So it wasn't, like, a red light. It was just, like, a light reflecting off of a red tile wall.
Oh, that's cool.
And then, like, the guy he was talking to was, like, white light from the pool. So he would, like, but it was opposite because this guy was really the bad guy and white. And this guy was the good guy, the protagonist in red, but it was just the way he was thinking right then. Really good movie.
Yeah, sounds pretty cool.
I thought it could have been longer. The end scene could have been longer with more stuff in it. I won't go into that. I want people to watch this movie. Yeah. It was good. Everybody else hated it, though. I said this movie was great.
Is that on Netflix?
It is on Netflix. It's on Netflix or Hulu. I don't remember which one I watched it on.
I'll have to try to watch that. That sounds pretty cool.
I said, wow, this movie was great. The camera angles and lighting really brought this movie together along with the jump cuts. My anxiety was crippling the entire time because I thought I figured out what was going on and then I didn't. But then I did, but also didn't in that way that I thought I did. Really fricked me up. This movie was great. I would have given it a 9 out of 10, but it's early. I want to leave room for improvement. a little more action and build up to the ending. But the invitation, must watch. And the one I watched yesterday, movie number 5, was called P2. It's a parking garage. Like it's, and I gave it a 6 out of 10. I said this was the one of the best stalker movies I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
Good plot, creepy bad guy, even a little gore. I do recommend. The bad guy in it was so creepy, like just looking at him. He looked normal, but his eyes were crazy.
That's how you know.
And then she had no idea what was going on at first, and then all of a sudden this happens, and then this happens, and you know what's gonna happen before it even happens. You're like, oh my god, this is setting up to be a crazy movie. and then it does. There's a dog in it, kind of cute, but really mean.
In a parking garage?
Yeah. It's the security guard dog, I guess.
In a parking garage?
It's a huge company in New York. It's set in Christmas, so they're playing like Christmas music too sometimes, and that makes it a little creepier.
A little eerie?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like there's a whole scene where they play the whole Blue Christmas by Elvis. And the guy's dancing to it, and it's creepy.
Don't ruin Christmas music for me.
I love Christmas music.
I love Christmas
music. I like novelty Christmas music. Like
I like it whenever...
12 Redneck Days of Christmas.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Or Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I like it whenever it's actually played during Christmas time. But other than that, I'm a huge Christmas fan.
Yeah.
In general.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But that's all I've watched for now. I'm going to watch one tonight. I'll keep updating y'all. I might not do all like 7 or 8 next time we record because we're going to take another week off. I'll just do like the highlights and tell you some of the highlights and lowlights.
Okay. Lowlights.
The highlights and the dull lights. The winners and the losers. The bangers and the not bangers.
And just a quick little recap on them.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't read all my stuff, but I only had five, so I figured I could do that. I don't know what I'm watching tonight either.
Okay. Sounds cool.
That's all I got for today.
Yeah. But yeah, we are taking another week off only because we already had prior plans, and Matt can't miss out on his, and I can't miss out on mine. So
this is honestly was a spur of the moment thing where we got together and decided what we're going to do like the last couple days, and then we did it.
Yeah,
and it almost didn't happen today. So
yeah, so
we won't get into that.
Yeah, so we're good. Thanks for listening. All right, so thanks for listening. Just follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and
everywhere
Facebook.
You want to listen to podcasts too.
Well, that's subscribe, but yeah, Sam.
Yeah, so, that too.
Yeah, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. Yeah, we'll be back on our regular post in
couple weeks.
Yeah.
Harold, hit him with a line.
And we love you.
And we love you. Bye, guys.